this.
Well, which is it? You want the truth or do you want to feel good? I'm going to give you the truth. I don't care what you want. My next guest, Steve Doolin, licensed attorney, member of the Board of Directors, Michigan Coalition of Responsible Gun Owners, all-around good guy, center fielder. Doolin, welcome back. What's happening?
I'm driving in the rain.
Yeah. It sounds like a song. What do you got? What do we got? 11 days and 11 shopping days left till Christmas?
Oh, I better get started. Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah, I usually do my last minute shopping at 7-Eleven. Just keep it. It's always got something for everybody. You know.
Everybody loves beef jerky.
Well, everybody likes a 40. I'm just telling you. Anyhow, give me something nice, would you? Give me something nice.
Will do.
I'm just sitting here trying to figure out if I have an affair and the woman threatens to make me look bad in front of my business colleagues or my family or my friends, and I pay her, and I'm not running for office, then how is that a campaign finance violation? Because, and I would say, what would the difference be between running up for office and not running for office? Because if I pay her out of my own checkbook, it has nothing to do with my campaign. And so the difference between somebody who's running for office and not running for office, what exactly is it? Please help me.
Well, you're making a great point. The question also is you can engage in a reductio ad absurdum and say, if you go to a tanning parlor or get a haircut, is that a campaign finance issue because you want to look better on your TV spots?
Right. What did you say before that? I think you were talking dirty.
Oh, yeah, reductio ad absurdum. It means to reduce your opponent's argument to the absurd via using absurd examples.
All right.
Along the same line of reasoning, right? So the same line of reasoning that would call this settlement that's in the news, that would call that a campaign finance issue, you'd have to say, tanning parlors and haircuts are campaign finance issues also.
Well, and that's fine. Just as a side note, though, if you're going to talk in code, you got to clue me in. All right. I, if you're going to talk, I got to know. All right.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I don't speak fluent Latin. All right. So you got to help a brother out.
Talk for you. Sorry.
Yeah. You got to help a brother out. So let me take it to a different point here. And this is something that every revelation, every new bit of information is, oh, there it is. There's the thing that's going to wreck Trump. We've got him now. We've got him now. And it's like, okay, I'm not seeing it on that deal. But okay, let me go to the National Enquirer, where apparently the National Enquirer was buying stories, catch and kill, right? $150,000 to Karen McDougal. And they said that the president had some knowledge of that and saying basically that the National Enquirer was trying to impact the outcome of the election. Doesn't every media outlet try to impact the outcome of an election?
Well, yeah, let's just look at the free press consultation that's been going on between the mainstream media and the Democrat Party for my entire adult life.
Yeah.
Going back to Cronkite saying that the Vietnam War couldn't be won as probably the beginning of what I'd consider the modern era of advocacy in the media disguised as impartiality.
Did you know, it's interesting that you say, did you know that the leading general in charge of the North Vietnamese, the Viet Cong, was shocked because the Americans were within 300 meters of the operational headquarters in Cambodia. And they were told to stop and to pull back because Kent State had happened. And President Nixon didn't want anything to happen in another country where we were not authorized to be. And the leader of that group that was going to take out the command and control of the North Vietnamese Army in Cambodia was told to stop 300 meters short of their objective.
I'm not surprised at all. I'll trust you on the history, and it certainly comports with my knowledge and understanding. And, that's the kind of crazy stuff that's been going on since before most of our current voters were born.
Right, because President Nixon at the time didn't want any more bad press in 1970. He didn't want any bad press, and so he backed out of there when the war, because what had happened on the campus of Kent State, which was horrible. And there are historians that say it could have been one right there, would have been all done because the command and control would have been taken out completely. They would have taken the head off the snake, right? At any rate,
right.
The relationship between the media and the Democratic Party is, I mean, you look at what NBC just did recently in the Brett Kavanaugh hearings when they had exculpatory evidence about the accusers and the allegation being put forth that they buried until a month after the vote had been taken. They had it prior to the Brett Kavanaugh hearings concluding, and yet they buried the story about people saying, well, that never happened, concerning the second series of allegations about him exposing himself and so forth. That never happened. They had NBC News had the story. They buried it. What's the difference? Except that somebody will say, well, they weren't paid. Well, were they or weren't they? I mean, what is the relationship between the Clinton Foundation and all of these networks and all of the money that flowed around? I don't think it's fair to say they didn't get paid. I think it's fair to say we don't know for sure.
Well, I agree. You know, that there's an investigation that should have been well underway by now. It's not. We hear little echoes and trickles here and there that there may be some information that's very fascinating that's being found. But that's the real investigation that needs to happen. Is we've got folks who are literally going to prison for charity fraud, and that needs to be looked into.
Well, then you've got the Michael Flynn situation, of course, where the judge is saying, you know what, I need to see exactly what you guys did to arrive at this conclusion. I think that's a big deal, too, don't you?
I absolutely do. You know, if there were edits to reports, field reports, I think they call them 302s at the
Correct.
FBI.
Right.
If there were edits and changes in those 302s, that could be extremely significant.
Well, hell,
and
one of them didn't show up for 7 months.
Needs to be turned on that.
Yeah, one of those 302s, the critical 302 where they say he lied, wasn't written for 7 months. It just seems bizarre to me. Anyhow, Doolin, I got to run. Remember, get me something nice and icy cold for Christmas. I greatly appreciate it.
Will do. Thanks, Gruber.
Thanks, Doolin. Talk soon.
Even in high school, kids still play sports for fun. But even the best of parents sometimes take the game and the fun away from their kids by trying to coach or officiate or treating the outcome as a life or death situation. These are kids' games. These are the kids' games. Let them play. Let them learn. Let them succeed. Let them fail. But most of all, let them have fun. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.